Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In this episode, Ella continues with her 7-part series, Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies. Today, she moves on to the throat chakra. And now, here's your host. Enchanted Monday, my enchanted beast. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me today. I won't lie. I didn't even do a podcast on Friday. It's the first time I've not done a Freaky Friday podcast. And I felt horrible. And I was like, oh my God, I should at least record something to say I'm sorry about not having a podcast today. But I'll be back on Monday, I promise. But I didn't even do that. Why? No excuses, no reasons. I have just been tired. Like, I think I've stretched myself as thin as I could possibly stretch myself. And then I said, hey, it's okay if people can see through you. You can go a little bit more. And so my body decided that I couldn't go a little bit more, and it shut me down, which is fine. Because I need to learn to listen to my body when she tells me to sit down somewhere. So no podcast on Friday, and I do apologize for that. And I'm somewhat late getting this Monday podcast out, but I'm getting it out because, well, this is our series and we're moving into the first of the spiritual chakras this week. And so we're dealing with the throat chakras. Now, just to recap, okay? We started with our lower chakras, the physical determining chakras, right? We had our root chakra with the element of earth, our sacral chakra with the element of water, and our solar plexus chakra with the element of fire. And then last week, we dealt with the fourth chakra, or the heart chakra, which is in the center of the body per se, right? And in the center of the chakra system. And the heart chakra, as you recall, is that unifying chakra. It unifies the lower and upper chakras. And so that chakra's element is air. Okay? So we have earth, water, fire, and air. Now we're at the first chakra of the spiritual chakras. And this is where chakra work gets extremely exciting, but also extremely difficult. Because we're not just dealing with, or not just, I don't like that word. We're not only dealing with the physical aspects of living, right? And traversing in our space. No, because now we're moving into the ethereal or the etheric realm, right? The spiritual space. We're trying to move into that space while maintaining our physical presence. That's where it gets a little bit, you know, for some, a little hokey. Right? A little too new age, a little too, oh, you want us to astrally project ourselves now, right? Because when you start talking about the idea of being in a physical space while living as a spiritual being, something seems a little bit funky there. And so this is where people tend to start, you know, walking away from the whole idea of chakras and their purpose. But I'm going to ask you to just stick with me, right? Just stick with me and let us get through to the crown chakra. And then at least by the end of our series, you'll know a little bit about all seven of the chakras, at least enough to hold a conversation and not seem like a complete ignoramus when it comes to stuff like this. So let's get started, because it's a lot with this throat chakra. Okay. So the Sanskrit name for this throat chakra, at least the most commonly used one, is Vishada. Okay. Vishada. And it roughly translates to pure or purification. And that is super important. And as I stated, it is the first of the spiritual chakras. It's the lowest of the spiritual chakras, right? And as its name would indicate, it's located at the base of the throat, just like the heart chakra is located at the base of the sternum, where or about the physical heart would be. Its element is ether. Not ether as in the gas. No. Ether as in ethereal or etheric, spirit. I said it gets a little hokey here, right? So the element for the throat chakra is ether. It's a spiritual element. However, it is represented in the physical plane by air, right? But I do want you to remember that the element is not air. Air is for the heart. The element for the throat chakra is ether. It is a spiritual space, right? The color is sky blue, aquamarine, or turquoise. Kind of hold on to that, right? And it has 16 lotus petals around its circles. You'll notice that the lotus petals keep getting higher in number, right? Representing that ascension into enlightenment. Physically, it is associated with all things in and around the throat, the mouth, the jaw, the teeth. All of those things are associated physically with the throat chakra. And the gland that's associated with the throat chakra is the thyroid gland. And I put a star beside that because I'm going to come back and talk about the thyroid gland shortly. How does the throat chakra affect our behavior? So what are the characteristics behaviorally of that, you know, the throat chakra will impact. Okay. The whole purpose is to make sure that people are able to express their personal truth. That's the number one function of the throat chakra. It is an opportunity to give a true, authentic expression of one's self all the time. Regardless of who they're speaking with, where they are, and what's going on, it is always your truth, your most authentic truth. Its function is to make sure that we are really effective verbal and nonverbal communicators, right? That we are able to connect with the etheric realm, with the spiritual realm, kind of through our intuitive abilities. It's the lowest frequency of spiritual, you know, divinity there, right? So through our intuition, we're able to connect with the etheric realm. It also affects our propensity to create, which means that we're able to project our ideas or our plans into reality. So we have the wherewithal to not just talk about what we're going to do, but we bring about what we say we're going to do. Okay. And it also gives us a good sense of timing and rhythm. And I'm going to talk some more about that as well. And so you have to kind of ask yourself the question, does any of this sound familiar? Have I heard of another chakra that does similar things as this throat chakra? Why, yes, you have. The throat chakra is closely connected to the sacral chakra. And our sacral chakra, if you'll remember, its function is to ensure pleasure, right? That's our Epicurean chakra. And that chakra seeks pleasure. It's where we emote from. It's the center of who we are emotionally. And it also is where our creativity comes from, right? It's where our creativity comes from. So it's the center of emotions. It's the seeker of pleasure. And it's where our creativity comes from. So it makes sense that our throat chakra, with this etheric element, and our sacral chakra, with its water element, will play nicely together, right? Because it's our emotional connection, our desire for pleasure, and our ability to create. If that energy is pushing through into the throat chakra, then we'll be able to communicate our truths at all times, because we refuse to not be in a pleasurable state of mind. If that sacral energy is pushing through our throat chakra, then we will endeavor to bring about what emotionally inspires us. We will endeavor to communicate that to the world as our message, as our, this is what I'm here to share with you. And again, that creative sacral energy flowing into the throat chakra, it's not there just to be heard. It is there to be realized, right? Acknowledged. I realize I have this creative thing that I really want to pursue. And realized, brought forth into a physical space. So it makes sense that those two chakras are aligned. And so now we know we're hopefully starting to see a relationship, right? It is a lower chakra uniting with an upper chakra to bring forth an amazing, divinely ordered, physical something, right? Right? So the energy of water using the energy of air to connect with the spiritual energy of the throat chakra to produce something divinely ordered. I like it. I like that a lot. So, so that natural connection is there. And as I stated, you know, with the throat chakra, it once you can align, you know, these lower chakras, and then use your throat chakra to pull all that energy up, then it allows your spiritual vision for your life to align with your physical reality. So we have the spiritual vision. We have this etheric idea of exactly what our lives can be. But that throat chakra is like the gatekeeper, right? It has to be open. It has to be balanced. It has to be spinning so that our etheric vision is able to become our physical reality. Okay? It also helps release the pressure of the heart chakra. Remember, the heart chakra is a connector and it's full of air, right? It's that air that allows all of the lower chakra energies to move into the upper chakras, right? But if there's some type of blockage in the heart chakra because the throat chakra isn't being allowed to do its work, then we have to make sure we can open up that throat chakra so that it can relieve some of the pressure, some of the weight, some of the stuff that's just kind of holding us down. It can be relieved through the throat chakra. Okay? And the last thing about this, you know, the last basic piece of information you need to know about the throat chakra that I thought was fairly interesting is that it is through the alignment of this chakra, the fact that the throat chakra is associated with the etheric body, which basically holds the blueprint or the plan for every dimension of our bodies. What does that mean, Ella? Because that sounds all kinds of crazy. What are you saying? Okay. The title of this series is Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies, plural. And we have several dimensions of bodies, right? We have the physical body. That's the thing that we see and we can experience the physical world through, right? We have the physical body. We have the emotional body, right? And we have the mental body or the intellectual body, right? And then we have the spiritual body. The throat chakra has the blueprint for all those bodies, the original plans. Making sure this throat chakra is doing what it's supposed to do gives you access to align all those bodies so that they're not four different bodies working sometimes together, but oftentimes against each other. Most of the times, not acknowledging that the other body even exists. Right? Can you imagine how amazing life would be when all four bodies are aligned? That's crazy. Imagine the strength of will when all bodies are aligned. That's why the throat chakra is like, hey, you better pay attention to me because I'm what's going to make sure everything is where it needs to be to get you where you want to be, right? So we always talk about chakras in terms of either being blocked, overactive, or imbalance. When the throat chakra is blocked, oftentimes it presents as insecurity and timidity, introversion, right? And you see some people who are painfully shy and it's just like, why won't they just say something? Why won't they come out of their shell? Why won't they da 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 da? And it's hard for people who are not shy, who are not introverts, to truly understand introverts because it just looks so painful, right? And sometimes if the throat chakra is overactive and it's just pouring out etheric energy, you'll find a lot of folk who gossip. They're always talking. They never stop talking and they talk loudly about everything and nothing, right? And sometimes they're a bit gregarious in their talking, which means they approach it very aggressively, right? And so there's always a hardness and an edge to everything they say. Those are the two extremes. I'm blocked. I won't say anything. I won't acknowledge that I even have a voice because someone might actually notice me. Or I got a bunch of etheric energy going on here, and I'm telling my business, your business, his business, her business, that boy over there, I don't even know his name, but I'm telling his business too. Or I'm talking about everything that I know about and all the stuff that I don't know about, because why not? I can talk. I have my own mouth. It's my voice. Are they always angry and spewing out angry rhetoric and mean-spirited everything? And you're just like, dude, calm down, right? And in my mind, I'm just thinking about the last Supreme Court Justice congressional hearings when they had we had Brett Kavanaugh there, and he came in and he went from like a 4 to a 34 in like 15 seconds. And I was like, why are you so aggressive? What is happening, right? What's wrong? Someone should have helped him with his chakra work, okay? Now, when there is an imbalance in our throat chakra, we have a lack of control over our speech. Either way, we either don't know what to say or we don't know when to shut up. We are ineffective listeners. That's the thing that always got me. People who say they're great communicators, but they never stop talking. If you're not listening, then how are you communicating? If you don't know what's being said around you, if you're not taking time to hear others, then what are you responding to? How are you replying, right? And then there's that excessive fear of speaking in public, like not just, God, I hate public speaking. No, it's if I have to speak publicly, I am going to vomit on the stage and then I'm going to pass out and then I'm going to have a heart attack. Like that kind of excessive fear of speaking. And it doesn't even have to be in public. It could just be, you know, in a small group with friends and you still don't say anything. So that's kind of when you have the imbalance, right? And you may speak with a very small, imperceptible voice. Okay, pet peeve. And I know I shouldn't say this, but I don't care. I can't stand being around people who are talking and you see their mouths moving. They may even be gesticulating. So you know they're saying something, but their voices are so soft, you can't hear them. And you're just like, what? Did you hear that? Did you catch what they said? I can't deal. I mean, I'm sorry. I probably, you know, should be a lot more sympathetic, but really it is my number one pet peeve when it comes to talking. And then you have people who aren't able to keep secrets. Now, I put an asterisk beside this because, again, I'm always doing research when I'm talking about all this stuff. And the idea of holding on to someone's secret as being a great thing, I have issues with secrets. Because secrets usually force you to be dishonest. And I'm like, I can't speak my honest truth and hold on to everybody's secrets. So I'm always telling folk, listen, if you don't want me to tell somebody, don't tell me. Because I won't remember if it's supposed to be a secret or not, because I don't have time to do that. I try not to keep any secrets. I mean, I don't tell everybody what's going on with me or in my life or whatever. But if someone asks me a question specifically about something then I'm going to do the best I can to answer it honestly. Right? But when people say, oh, this person can never keep a secret, then why do you have secrets? And is it a secret if you've told someone? Right? So I have a little, you know, mixed giving with the whole not able to keep a secret. If you're keeping it a secret, then there's a really good chance that it's going to turn you into a liar. And if you are a liar, then you are putting an imbalance in your throat chakra. And some people are excessively secretive. Like, no, I'm just really private. I don't like people knowing what's going on with me. I don't like people in my business. So I keep everything to myself. And then when something happens and no one knows why or how it came about, then where does that leave the very, very private person who never shared anything with anyone? Alone, without connection, right? And I just kind of alluded to this, a lack of connection with people, a lack of connection with vocation, and most sadly, a lack of connection with purpose. You see people who walk around and they may have a high-paying job, live in a beautiful home, drive a beautiful car, have a great family. Everything looks absolutely picture perfect, but they're not connected with any of it. They are not connected with their job. It's just a job. I go there, I put my time in, I get my paycheck, I get my bonuses, I use the money to buy a house that I go to sleep in and I eat in, and I have a wife that I love. I have a husband that I love, but not really. I got some kids. I love them because they're mine, but I'm not connected to any of it. There's not a sadder person in the world than a disconnected, disembodied, purposeless person. And all of that is caused by an imbalance in the throat chakra. Because if you can't connect to that lowest spiritual chakra, then it doesn't matter about your talents and your creativity and your great sex drive and your beautiful, you know, emotions. If they can't push through the heart chakra and reach that lowest spiritual chakra, then they'll all fall short of nothing, right? So, of course, if we're going to elevate and move on up through our chakras, we have to get it open. We have to get them balanced. Now, I say this, you know, I've said it several times. I grew up in the Southern Black Baptist Church, right? And so when the preacher would be up on the pulpit preaching, and I don't mean like calmly talking to us. No, I mean like the whole Southern Baptist cadence thing going and the spit flying and words being used that were probably not even words, and just hard down sweating and preaching and bamming his hand on the pulpit and just, you know, on the altar. And it's just like, you're going to get this Holy Ghost message, right? And I remember several times if the church was quiet and not necessarily responding the way that he wanted us to, right? If we were not clapping or yelling amen or encouraging, you know, preach, preacher, things like that, then he would say, don't be so quiet. You let the rocks cry out for you. Because God will inhabit the praises of the rocks, just like he will inhabit yours. Don't let the rocks speak for you. And as a child, I'd always think, just because I'm not feeling what you're saying doesn't mean I'm going to hold my peace. It doesn't mean that I'm never going to speak. And I always thought that it was some kind of threat, right? I always felt like it was a threat from my pastor. Well, if you don't use your voice, then God will give it to the rocks and the rocks will get whatever God had for you. That's what it sounded like. So when I was coming to do my research and get this podcast together, that's the first thing that popped into my mind as a title. Don't let the rocks speak for you. Don't let the rocks speak for you. And it's not a threat. I don't mean it as a threat. I still think that preacher was threatening us. But it's not a threat. But the reality is we become bogged down in so much muck and mire. And I often use the analogy of the universe kind of pelting us with the pebble. Hey, things aren't right. You might want to check on this chakra and fix it. And just a little pebble every now and again, right? A little alarm, a little warning, right? Let me throw this tiny little pebble down here. Ella, you've had a sore throat for a while. You might want to consider checking on your throat chakra. It might be a little bit blocked. But we don't pay attention, right? Ella, a little bigger pebble, right? You've been hoarse for a couple of weeks, not able to really talk clearly. You might want to check on that throat chakra, see what's causing the blockage. Ella didn't listen. Ella, because now it's not a pebble, it's a stone. I'm getting pelted with a stone. You're having some thyroid trouble, Ella. Always tired. You're always cold. You don't hardly eat anything, but you gain weight 24/7. Ella, baby, let's get this throat chakra under control. Come on. Ella didn't listen. Ella, it's not a stone. It's a rock, a big rock. Ella, you can't talk. You can barely swallow. And you are in severe pain. Did you check on your throat chakra like I asked you to? When it was just a little tickle in the back of your throat? No, universe, I didn't. Well, you know what? Now we're going to have to go in and have a thyroidectomy because you let too much stuff build up. You didn't listen when I told you to. So all I was left with, and this is a true story, all I was left with after my thyroidectomy was my parathyroid glands that take care of my calcium intake. And now I take levothyroxine every day because I don't have a thyroid gland to produce that super important hormone that regulates my body's energy and how my body uses energy or uses food to create energy. So now I have to get it from a synthetic pill because when the universe was throwing a pebble at me, I didn't pay attention. And when she threw a stone at me, I brushed it off, but she threw a rock, a huge rock, and said, I told you to listen to me. I took the L because I did. I let the rock speak for me because that's all I had left were these piles of rocks and stones and pebbles that she had been throwing, trying to get me to do something, right? Ella, Pebble, you're feeling a little down, right? Let's see what's happening with you. Ella, you've been real anxious lately. Bigger Pebble. Ella didn't listen. Ella, I know you hear me. You need to take a look at what's happening in this throat chakra. I lost the ability to express myself clearly. At the beginning of my lupus diagnosis, I had lupus fog so bad I couldn't remember words. Words that I used every day. I couldn't remember people's names. Names that I had called on for years. I couldn't remember parts of lectures that I'd given on American Transcendentalism. I'd given it for years and I couldn't remember any of it. I lost the ability to effectively communicate. I'd always prided myself on being an effective verbal and nonverbal communicator. And she hit me with the rock, a huge rock, and I lost the ability to communicate. It got so bad, I was almost embarrassed to speak in public to anybody. It got so bad, I'd be talking to someone and nothing had to happen, but I'd just forget what we were talking about and I couldn't carry on a basic conversation. I couldn't remember the person's name that I was speaking with. I lost the ability to communicate. And I promise you, the universe had been sending me these little nice pebbles, the pretty, you know, beach pebbles that are all smooth and shiny. And I just did not adhere to what she was saying to me. Ella, you need to fix this throat chakra, girl. There is a disconnect between your physical and your spiritual. You need to fix it. And I didn't. I didn't fix it. Well, at least not before she threw a rock. She threw a rock. And it spoke. Now, it's a lot of work to get the fifth chakra opened, spinning, and balanced. But, you know, when you do, you can expect to discover yourself. You understand? And I say this all the time. People are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you are dealing with lupus and narcolepsy with cataplexy and all the other stuff you have going on. I'm so sorry. That's so sad. And I always say it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. All those rocks that the universe threw at me, they taught me how to speak for myself. The rocks were not there to speak for me. They were the reminders that I have the right to speak for myself. And so I say, yeah, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me because whoever I was before I got the rocks thrown at me by the universe was not anywhere near the person I was supposed to be. So after dealing with the rocks, right, I've been on a journey of self-discovery, and I've been seeing myself as I truly am. And I can't even tell you how magnificent that is. I mean, if you think about it, we all have this kind of mental image of what we are, of what we look like, of how we navigate our world and our space, our relationships. Oftentimes, that kind of mental, residual, spiritual image of ourselves never reflects in the mirror. It just never does. I remember pre lupus and everything else and all the other illnesses that led to my diagnosis. Before that, I was a lot heavier. I was, and not just heavy in weight, but I was heavy in weight. But I had a heavier countenance. I didn't have as much joy. I wasn't smiling. I wasn't happy. There was no light in my eye. There was no, you know, true joy in my words, right? And I could encourage everybody else to go live their best life and be authentic and be true, but I didn't have the confidence to do it myself. But I saw this person inside of me. She had a strong, healthy body. She wasn't skinny. She was just strong and healthy, lean and toned. And she had bright skin, not light skin, but bright skin, skin that glowed because it was healthy. And bright eyes, not light eyes, bright eyes, because she was filled with the fire of creativity, right? And so I remember thinking, why can't I be this person that I am on the inside? You know, the person that I am on the inside is a go-getter. She's a huntress. She's powerful. She's sexual. She's creative. She is all things. That's who I want to be. That's who I want to see when I look in the mirror. And I didn't see her. I can assure you, after having these universal rocks thrown on my head, right? I have discovered myself. Parts of me that I didn't even realize were parts of me, right? So that throat chakra opening up, I speak with wisdom and honesty. I tell you what, and again, I'm not tooting my own horn, toot, toot, but I used to lie about stupid stuff. I remember my husband and I were renting a house because we had lost a home in foreclosure, and we were renting a space, and I was just telling everybody that we bought a bigger home because we were having more kids, because I was so embarrassed about our financial situation. I would lie about silly stuff like, where'd you get that dress? It's fabulous. I'd gotten it from Goodwill for like $3, right? It'd be name brand, but it was Goodwill. But I'd always say, you know, oh yeah, I picked this up at Dillard's or, you know, whatever the name of the dress was, Macy's. Excuse me. Because I didn't want people to know I shopped at Goodwill. Right? And those are just some like really, really basic kind of lies and ineffective ways we speak because we have fear and we have embarrassment and we have all this other stuff. But not anymore. I speak with wisdom. What is wisdom? It is the acclimation of knowledge mixed in with what you already know, you know, you take what you need from it and then you're able to apply it to a lot of different circumstances. When I speak with authority, and that authority comes from the fact that I have learned to apply what I know, right? And I give every word 100% of my honesty, because it's the best way to talk to people. And I don't have to try and remember what lie I told, right? Hey, do you want to go to dinner? We'll have to go Dutch. Nope, I can't go if you're not treating, because I don't have any money. And I love being able to say that. Not love being able to say I don't have any money, but I love being able to honestly say I don't have any money to go spend on dinner at a restaurant. But hey, if you still want to eat, you can come over and I'll cook some dinner here and we can sit and chill, right? Go out on the patio and eat al fresco. Because honesty opens you up to more effective communications and allows for greater and deeper connections. Right? How are we going to open up this throat chakra, girl? Because I want that. I want deeper connections. I want open and honest communications. I want to be an effective listener. I want people to hear me. But more importantly, I want my lower chakras and my upper chakras to be in alignment so that my spiritual vision for my life can be realized in my current reality, right? Well, the same way we open and balance all of our chakras, right? We use the color therapy because the color for the throat chakra is blue. Surround yourself with it. I have blue all throughout my house. Shades of turquoise and aquamarine. I even have sky blue and navy blue. Today, I woke up and I put on a sky blue tank top. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just looking for something comfortable to wear, because I knew I had to clean the guinea pig crates today. So I put on a pair of gray workout yoga pants, right? And a sky blue tank top. And I was like, oh, hey, throat chakra, do what you do. And so, yeah, you can make sure you infuse these colors into your wardrobe, into your decor at home, into your decor at your office space or at your cubicle space or within your classroom, right? Wear blue stone jewelry, semi-precious stones, right? Like sapphires, stuff like that. Or just blue crystals or blue rocks, blue stones in your jewelry, or carry them in your pocket. Meditate on the color blue, or put a blue light bulb in a lamp when you're doing your meditation. And in that way, you're surrounded by that color. Eat blue foods. Lord, I'm telling you, I'm the queen of the red, white, and blue potato fingerling, you know, dishes. I love them. Those little purple potatoes are super, super dark. Oh, they are so good. They have a nice nutty flavor. And I just bought purple sweet potatoes. I can't wait to eat them. They're a little drier than regular sweet potatoes, but with a nutty sweetness. I can't wait to eat them. I think I'm going to do something with them tomorrow. But yeah, purple cabbage is great. I love blueberries and blackberries. I'm not a big fan of eggplant, but hey, it's a dark color food. You can eat it, right? And always, you can cleanse out your throat chakra with water. We need to be drinking water anyway, right? It keeps us hydrated, but it's also a wonderful way to cleanse the throat chakra. So drink as much water as you can, but not too much, because, you know, you can drown yourself. And I guess it goes back to the fact that our throat chakra and our sacral chakra are connected. And so the element for the sacral chakra is water. So it makes sense that water would also help to balance our throat chakra as it does our sacral chakra. We can use essential oils, tea tree oil, which I love. I wash my hair with it. Well, I don't really have any hair because I shave it all off. But I mean, I wash my scalp with tea tree oil. And sometimes I just, you know, I'll use a little bit of tea tree oil and whipped coconut oil to moisturize my hair or my face, right? Be careful with the tea tree oil, though, because, I mean, it's strong. And it can cause, like, burning in the skin. Sage. I love the smell of sage. It kind of smells like weed, but not as strong. So if you get the sage essential oil, or if you make your own sage smudge, or you go buy a sage smudge, that's a really wonderful way to kind of clear out your space and help balance your sacral chakra. Smudge your house, or smudge, you know, a space where you meditate. Rosemary. Oh gosh, I love it. Listen, I bought a rosemary plant and I had a little container garden. This rosemary grew like crazy, and it was a silver rosemary, and it's lemon. That's what it was. A lemon rosemary. It smelled absolutely wonderful. So get some rosemary, cook with rosemary, cook with sage, right? And there's this essential oil called breath. I've never heard of it. But you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going online to see where I can find it, because I want to buy it. I don't know what it would smell like. I'm not thinking gross. I'm thinking something that makes you want to take a breath, something that allows you to breathe, right? We can kind of connect with the air element, or the etheric realm, with just using basic communication skills. We can write. We can open up a conversation with people. We can sing, hum, right? We can read books aloud, or poetry, or whatever. And there is actually a sound associated with each chakra. And I haven't been giving them for each of them, but I think that it is extremely apropos to share this sound for the throat chakra. And it is hum. Hum. I like that. Of course, yoga. Just keep doing your yoga. The yoga poses that are really great for your throat chakra are the plow pose, the bridge pose, and the supported shoulder stand. Now, with any type of stretching or exercise, you want to make sure you're physically able to do it. So make sure you're checking with your physician or whomever. And I know with the shoulder supported stand, like if you're having your cycle, you do not want to do that because it pours everything back up inside of you. So just be careful. You can always use positive affirmations. I hear and speak the truth. I express myself with clear intent. Creativity flows in and through me. My voice is necessary. I freaking love that one. I love that one. And when your chakra is balanced and open, when this fifth chakra is balanced and open, your voice resonates with people. People hear you and they say, God, I could listen to you talk all day. I could listen to you sing every day. There's something about your voice that just speaks to me. That's when that throat chakra is open and balanced. And People want to talk to you because you listen. You look them in their eye and they know that you are hearing them. You're not just, you know, looking and pretending. No, you are hearing them and listening to them and communicating with them, supporting them in their speech. And so that's something that, you know, that happens when that throat chakra opens. You have a good sense of rhythm and timing, not just with the music, right? Not just with the dancing, not even just with the sex. No, you have an amazing sense of the rhythm of life. You move with the rhythm of life, not against it. You're not, you know, trying to find the beat. You're not, you know, thinking, okay, just I'm going to jump in there, kind of like double dutch. No, because you are moving to the rhythm of life because that throat chakra is open. You're clearly able to communicate. And probably the most important aspect for me is that I get to live creatively. I'm living creatively as a creative, right? Now, that's it. I've told you how to open up and balance your chakras. If you are not sure if your throat chakra is blocked or overactive or out of balance, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm going to say a couple of questions that you might want to ask yourself. And I'll make sure to put these in the description, the full list. But you can ask yourself, do I express myself clearly? Am I sharing my message, my skills, my talents? Do I act on what inspires me? Am I honest and genuine with myself and others? There are a few more, but if you're answering in the negative to any of these, let this podcast be your pebble. Don't wait. Don't wait to have rocks speaking to you from the universe. Do the work. Reap the benefits. Right? All right. All right, Enchanted Beast. That was it. That was Monday Motivation. But before I sign off, I need to let you guys know that I'm preparing for NaNoWriMo, right? National Novel Writing Month. And I have a book that I need to finish. And so, I am suspending all Wednesday Wisdom podcast until January 2019. And I will continue Monday Motivation and Freaky Friday. But Wednesday, I'm going to have to suspend until January. So thanks for bearing with me. And I will be back on Friday. Okay. Thanks for joining me in the Enchanted Forest. I hope you're motivated to have an amazing week. Bye-bye.
This has been Ella Shawn with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining. And remember to stay enchanted.